Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now to turn our attention to something that, you know, that's so important to us. The photos we take and where the heck we store them.
Headache, but I think storing them in the cloud, now that I'd say 99% of my photos are up in the cloud, privately. Well, publicly, some of them. But searching for them is easier when you're up in the cloud. You know, now that Google can classify faces and things like that, it makes it slightly easier.
Can you imagine, you know, people working in marketing or digital marketing, and they are constantly looking out for that one image, that stock image that they can use for their product. You know, and you've seen how they tend to turn to, I mean, for us, whenever we're doing artwork, we try to search for this image, and we see this one particular watermark that is quite famous.
Yep, right across it, right?
Yeah.
Shutterstock.
Yeah.
It's very familiar, a watermark.
But they've really evolved over the years, and I didn't know this till now. Mm-hmm. They are a leading global creative platform. They offer full service solutions, high quality content, tools for brands, businesses, and media companies. Talk about evolution.
Yeah, and this is also done through its group subsidiary. Shutterstock's comprehensive collection includes licensed photographs, vectors, illustrations, videos, and even music.
Yeah, and working with its growing community of over 1 million contributors, maybe that can be you one day, Shutterstock adds hundreds of thousands of images each week, and currently they've got more than 350 million images and more than 20 million video clips available.
They are located, of course, in the center of the universe, New York City. Shutterstock, though, has offices around the world and customers in more than 150 countries.
Let's talk a little bit more about its evolution. Yvonne Januszka, who is the Vice President of Shutterstock Asia Pacific, is on the line. Yvonne, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. So we've talked about how you guys are a leading global creative platform. I am curious, though, now. I mean, in the past, it was simple, like buy an image, right? But now, what is the business model like?
So the business model, I guess, is changed, and it's transformational journey across that, depending on the requirements of our customers. Whether they're a small SMB or a large organization. So how and where and why they're going to be using the assets is going to be different. So Shutterstock has enabled flexibility in catering to all types of customers.
All right. With the topic of business model, as Elliot pointed out earlier, before you buy a picture, you use it for one purpose, but now you have so many different platforms. Does that affect the business model in any way?
Yes. So I guess it's, if you could look at, how things have changed, it really has been, quite eye-opening to take part in the Shutterstock's transformational journey. To be able to see how the brand has evolved and being not just a stock image provider, but to a creative solutions provider. And as those content needs of publishers and brands have expanded dramatically, stock photography is really now only one asset of Shutterstock's business alongside, like you mentioned, video, music, 3D models, and also the creative development to campaign and content production services.
But what sparked this need to evolve? What was the trigger point?
Well, it's really when you're looking at adapting to our clients' requirements and needs. So we work very closely with our customers and listen to what their needs are. But if you're looking at, I guess, the type of content that customers have been publishing has changed. If you look at Facebook, you're seeing a lot more video on there and Instagram, and that's really engaging to customers' needs as well. So that's how we've been able to adapt to the requirements of our customers.
So where do you position yourself then to cater to the evolving and changing needs of, well, your clients as well as your contributors for that matter?
Okay, so if you're looking at, I guess, particularly in Singapore and how things have evolved, we've got a strong relationship with the SMB market. And our platform is extremely beneficial when it comes to enabling those businesses through content and providing a platform that makes it easy for creative professionals to showcase their talent and also gain recognition. So when we've got a focus on SMBs, we've recently introduced Flex subscriptions, which is basically a customizable plan that enables you to flex between, you know, images, video, music, as your needs are evolving throughout the year. What you may be planning on doing at the beginning of the year may change throughout the year. And, you know, last year is a very good example of that.
I'm curious, though. I mean, catering to SMEs and the way you mentioned, it sounds great, but what are some of the challenges you guys have noticed that SMEs in Singapore are facing when it comes to, you know, working in this business model? Is it easier? Is it more seamless for them?
Well, I guess, you know, the pandemic has really changed the creative process for many companies, and brands increasingly are looking to Shutterstock to develop their campaigns from end to end. So when you're looking at what works in this region, the key word really is local. Each market has their own really specific needs and requirements. And this has always been the case, but we're seeing an increase in demand for content that's truly authentic and relevant to the local market. So if you're looking at promoting diversity is also a priority for us, as we think it's a key to effective content. Mm-hmm. And we're proactively working to raise the levels of diversity in the material that we provide and educating our contributors around creating content that is genuinely reflective of the makeup of our society.
Yvonne, let's focus back on the local market. For example, here in Singapore, what sort of unique needs do you think that your business partners here have?
Well, I guess it's, you know, really thinking about the authenticity and the diversity of the local market. So when we're looking at creating content in Singapore, you can really see that there is an important driver for change, and the dynamic nature of the content that is developed in the region is catering not just to Singapore, but a lot of the times to Southeast Asia and even Asia Pacific, driven from a lot of companies who are based in Singapore and have their headquarters here.
Actually, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm curious to compare the need for such content and how we digest content, you know, Asia versus the United States or Europe, for example. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I guess it's really going to depend on each market. So, you know, broadly, Asia also has, you know, lots of different types of, I guess, styles and, you know, local cultural requirements. So they're going to be different. In Singapore, you know, Japan and Korea are also very different as well. But, you know, we can tend to have some, you know, fun types of content, you know, putting some comedy in there, but also, you know, having that, you know, local authentic feel that's really, you know, tapping into people's emotions in what's going on in the world right now.
Is speed an issue, like the need to come up with campaigns and get these material? Is it faster here in Asia by any chance?
Oh, it is faster. I mean, if you look at, you know, just the kinds of, you know, demands that and volumes that content needing to be due, it's really fast paced. The needs need to be really clearly relevant to the local market, and demand has really increased during the pandemic, but the shift really was well underway you know, before that, with a strong momentum there.
All right, Yvonne, let's talk about what's next for Shutterstock. What is the future looking like?
Well, I think the future is, you know, really, you know, stemming from Shutterstock becoming the intelligent creative solutions partner to our customers, and not just helping provide, you know, stock content, whether it be images, music, or video, but also to be evolving, to be adapting, to become a content production services partner as well. So you're looking at leveraging our network of contributors and our creative talent that we have there. It is able to look at what a customer needs. And if it's not in our current library, we're able to go out there and shoot that content. And that comes out with our studios solution, which was particularly useful to a lot of customers during the pandemic when they were not able to do a traditional go out and shoot the content themselves, get on planes, fly their crew around. We're able to leverage our network to go out and shoot that content for them, and even have remote direction if the customer's wanting to actually be involved in that.
I like how you brought up, you know, leveraging network and being able to meet your customers' needs. It almost sounds like being like an agency in that sense. But in that scenario, and I know this might be a difficult question to answer, in that scenario, being able to attend to customers' needs, I mean, how much does technology come into play here, apart from leveraging on a network? How much does technology come into play here? Does data help in enabling a client to understand exactly what they need? Because sometimes they don't know what they want.
This is true. So they may have a concept of what they want, and you know, the output of what they're actually thinking that they want could be quite different. So there's, you know, a number of ways that Shutterstock is, you know, being able to have those 360 million images online, but you're really only looking for that one image. So we have tools like composition search, which enables you to, as a creative, think that you would like to have, the particular images of that in a particular place. So looking at wine and cheese, as an example, you would want the wine in the bottom right-hand corner and the cheese in the top and some space for copy. We have ways that you can to use that. But you're looking at, I guess, other things about the, you know, data-driven insights is Shutterstock does use that to, I guess, predict design trends, such as the creative design, creative trends report, which does analyze keywords that allow us to uncover what, you know, trends are on the horizon. And, you know, what will be defining creativity in the coming year. And we do share these insights with our contributors to give them a sense of direction when creating local content.
Purely super curious question, and really this is just a wrap-up, Yvonne. Has the search for people wearing masks increased over the past year?
Definitely.
Sure, it has, right?
Definitely, yeah. Been on the increase, and we do have a lot of images and video and editorial video that comes along with that. But when, you know, brands are wanting to show what's going on in the world right now, this is what's happening in the world right now, and it does represent, you know, being able to relate to that as an individual or you know, the brand being relevant, that is definitely on the increase.
Gosh, and you have to build that from baseline zero. That must have been a challenge. Wow. We've been speaking with Yvonne Janushka, who is Vice President Shutterstock Asia Pacific. Yvonne, thank you for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.